We're back in the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Patriots this week continues. Guys, the Pats not only win, but they pick up ground in the standings over the Bengals and the Broncos in that race for the number one seed in the AFC. Cincinnati, two field goals versus Houston Monday night.
I had a lot of joy sitting there watching Cincinnati, and thank you for being Cincinnati. It's Marvin Lewis. It's Andy Dalton on Primetime TV. I think they're 5 and 17 or 5 and 15 in primetime games. It's not very good. So when everybody's watching, this is why we have this perception of Cincinnati. You remember the old Jacksonville teams. Hey, go 12-4, Byron Leftwich or David Garrard. Win your division, then come in here divisional round. It's kind of the way it sets up every year, I think, for Cincinnati. And I think Andy Dalton doesn't have thick skin, obviously. He's more bugged by what J.J. Watt said about him, which wasn't really a damning comment to begin with. And there's your quarterback standing there after a home loss against a bad Texan team, more worried about what a defensive lineman said about him. Very sensitive.
I think they had put all those storylines to bed with three, maybe even four, if you want to count the San Diego game, performances where they'd faced adversity, relatively high sort of market game where they were in the spotlight, maybe not quite a Monday night, but they'd done this. They'd beaten this.
They're full strength.
They'd beaten this, and now they took a step back. And that, and so psychologically, you wonder how they'll respond to this. Understand, now they go on the road and face Arizona in Arizona, a hot team that's just gone into Seattle and win. So that thing could sort of could snowball in a hurry. The interesting thing, though, that I think Belichick would probably caution us all. I know his players, he would. They're still a very difficult matchup, and the reason I think they fell away last year was more injuries than anything. You still have to line up and cover Tyler Eifert, who dropped a lot of balls in that game for whatever reason. I have no idea. He hadn't had that issue before. You still have to guard A.J. Green. For whatever reason, since he has lost the running game, they don't. Jeremy Hill and Gio Bernard have not been a factor. They've still got a very deep team, so they're still dangerous. Maybe they'll lay an egg. Maybe they won't. You still have to worry about them.
Meanwhile, the Denver Broncos go with Brock Osweiler this week after Peyton Manning breaks Brett Favre's all-time passing yardage record, but throws four interceptions versus five completions for a zero quarterback rating.
Same thing we've talked about week to week, and maybe you could rest the guy for 2 weeks and he'll come back and he'll be able to fester up some sort of a good game or game plan against somebody, but I think the guy's done.
They need three more wins. They need to get to 10 and they need to get in the tournament, and they need Peyton healthy. If Peyton's not healthy, it's a waste of time. So I think they're in a situation now where they can take a long look at Osweiler, not lose so much ground that they won't still be in the tournament, and then fortunately potentially get a Sterling version of Peyton for one game or two games at the tail end of this thing. I think that's the best chance they have, and ride that defense until it happens.
When we come back, second time around for the Patriots and a division foe. Hopefully for the Pats, it'll be just as good as the first time.